Maybe nothing that brings shikar like and lolis, a blackness, a darkness to the person. Ela yain, wine makes you shikar. So because of wine, Adam did the chet. So Noach should have learned from that. Rabbi Yehuda Eimanar, Rabbi Yehuda says, chitahoya, he grew a wheat. Aye, it's called an eight. No, wheat is also called a tree. Shein hatinik yodeya likroya abba v'ima. A son is not smart enough to call his parents abba v'ima, ad sheyitoim tam dagon. Until he eats, he has to eat at least wheat. So it's called the Eitz Hadas. That was Das that came from Chitim. Rashi is Eitz Hadas, Toiv Hadas, Yetoiv Ra, Shema Mina, Haino Chitim, it's wheat. Rabbi Nechem, Yoimino, Teinahoy. It was a fig tree. Why? Shebedava Shatilkola boy, from the tree that he ate from, that did the Chet, Niskino. That's what fixed him, that's what gave him clothing. Shneman, the Potter says afterwards, Vayitbru Ola Teinah. That he made clothing, alay tena, the leaves of the fig tree. So it was only the fig tree that would give him leaves, because he did the chet with the fig tree. Divrei Lemuel apostolic mishle. Divrei Lemuel melech masa sheyisar sa'imai. This goes on, Lemuel goes on Shleim HaMelech, that his mother gave him musa. His mother gave him techocha. Omer Rabbi Yechim Mishim Ben Yechoi. Malameid. His mother Basheva like tied him down Shloimei alomad on the beam on the board there. She wanted to give him Malkus, right? The Yomer, she said to him, Ma Bari, Apostle says further, what are you, my son? What are you doing? Ma Ba Bitna, you're the son, my son came out of my womb. Ma Banadori, what are you doing, the son of my nether? What does she mean to say? Ma Bari, that means Hakil Yod, everybody knows. Shavich Yirei Shemayim Hevei. Dovid HaMelech was Yirei Shemayim. Ach Shav Yoimu, now they're going to say, Ima Gormaloi. If you're going to do a chet now, Shloimeh, you're going to go after your tithes, your desires, so people are going to say, you know where Shloimeh got his bad midas, not from his father. Everybody knows that Dovid was Yirei Shemayim. So think you got your bad midas from me, from Basheva. Therefore, Basheva telling him now, what's going on, my son, be careful. Mar Bar Bitni, what does that mean? You're my first wife, you came out of my womb. That means kol anoshim shel beis avicha, all other wives that David had, kivan shem misabros, once they became pregnant, shuvenim reis to the melech. They didn't live with the king, they didn't live with David anymore. But vani basheva, even after I became pregnant with you, dochakti, I pushed myself, v'nechnasti, I entered, I still live with David HaMelech, kidei sheli ben mezuris, umulubin, I shall have a good son. But they say, the more you have zera, the zera comes into her, it makes the son stronger and better. So she tried hard to make you into a good boy. So what are you doing now? Because doing chatoyim, watch yourself, don't do any chet. Mar ba nedori, what are you doing, the son of my neder? What does that mean to say? What promise did she make? Kol noshim shebeis avich, all the other wives of David, hayu noidrus, they used to make a promise like this, that if I would have a son, Yehali ben Hogan, I should have a good son, a strong son, Lamalchus, he should be strong to go to be the king. Vani, what have I daven for? Nodati v'mati Basheva made a promise and said, Yeheli ben Zoraz, I shall have a good son of a mula batera for Hogan, Linevius. I daven that my son should be a ben Tera and it should be fit to be a Novi. If so, watch yourself, don't do chatoy.
And Rashi says, don't go after Hano. She saw Shlomo was having too much Hano, too much enjoyment, be careful. Now the prophet says, Al lam lochem lamoyot, like Lamel Shlomo, be careful, don't be like kings. Al lam lochim shishu yoyin. What does that mean to say? Al lam lochim omrloi, that she said to him, Malocha etzim lochim, what do you want to be like kings for? Sheshayisim yain, all they do is they drink wine, and mishtakim, and they become shikr. The young woman that says, Lo malonu, ale. So they'll say, like, what do we need Hashem for? That's what they say. They drink too much, and then they say, what do we need Hashem for? So she was telling Hashem to be careful. Then the prophet goes, L'roiznim ei sheikhar, that means, Mi shakol roze eulam gemulyim loy. Yishta yain v'yishtaker is a nice that seems like you're such a chokim, you should go and drink wine. And Nikodiyam Yisam say, Misha koroizna yolam meshkimim lefiskoi, that all the other rulers come to ask you questions. Yishta yain v'yishtaker is nice that you should drink wine and be shikr, therefore be careful. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, Minayin shechoza shleimah v'hoide l'imai, how do we know that Shleimah Melech did shuvah, he agreed to his mother? To see the pasuk says, Ki ba'ar onoichi me'ish. What does that mean? Kibar onoich mish means minoich. Like I'm learning that from Noach. Dechsi vayochel Noach ish adama. The Noach became an ish adama because he went to go after the wine. For lebin asadim li, Rodan Rishon, I'm learning out from Modern Rishon also.
Chabur mitzvah, if the son eats in a chabur of a mitzvah, Omer Bavua, Ein chai v'atshecha b'chabura shekulam srikin. He's only chai if he eats the meat in an audience of people that are all empty heads. Srikin, they're all nobodies. Then he's chai. But if he eats with chash of a people, he does not become a ben sarah mara. So is that true? For nantan, we learned in the Mishnah, ocha b'chaburus mitzvah. Only if he eats by bris milah, the meat and the wine, then he doesn't become a ben sarah mara. And an asa ben sarah mara. Time of the mitzvah, only because he's eating by a sudas mitzvah. Holav mitzvah is not eating by a sudas mitzvah. Afagav the lav kulis rikin, even though they're all not empty headed, he's eating with chash of a people, he would become a ben sarah mara. So this is what I need to teach you. The afagav the kulis rikin, even though he's eating now in a chabura, this whole bris milah, everybody there were empty heads. The whole suda was empty headed. But kiva the mitzvah kosik lemimshach. Since the meister he's eating on a suda's mitzvah, he won't be mashach after this. So therefore he doesn't become a ben sarah mara. But both are true. He only becomes a ben sarah mara if he eats the meat and has friends. All his friends are empty headed. If he has any chashva person there, he'll stop him. He'll be embarrassed. He won't go after the meat. So he doesn't become a ben sarah mara. Ochal the Ibra Chodesh. Remember, you want to tell me the boss of the yain? All right, we'll stop here. The big lines. Avol b'ibra chodesh. If the son eats the meat and drinks the wine of ben sarah mara by a suda of an ibra chodesh, that means when the bezdin sat down that this month will not be rosh chodesh on the 30th day, but the 30th day is still part of the last month. We're going to make the 31st day rosh chodesh. That's called ibra chodesh. So the main thing you want to tell me the boss of the yain masku that by that suda. When they sat down to decide, we're making Rosh Chodesh tomorrow, they used to have a suda, and they would serve meat and wine. And therefore you're telling me if this son would come there and eat too much wine there, he's potter. He's not a ben sarah mara. I've got time to learn like this. In Olin law, Ella, Bapas, Bag, all they served there was a simple meal. They only served bread made out of dogon, not oris, from the five, wheat, and not of rice. And the kidneys and beans, that's all, bread and salt, that's all they had. Bavad. But they had no meat, and they had no wine. So, Kamashim, this is the Chiddush over here. Afagav diyein oilin lo el of a pas, the kidney is true. When the Chachamim sat down to have this suda, they only served their bread and some beans. But when this son, this bar mitzvah boy, came up there, after he brought with him, we'll soon see where he got the meat from, but the stolen meat, he brought the meat, and the yain, the wine with him, v'yochlan, they ate there. Still, if he does not become a ben sarah mara, kivon the b'mitzvah kastik, since he's doing a mitzvah now, at least in the middle of his suda b'mitzvah, le mamshach, that's the yisod, he will not draw after it, he will not be addicted to it. Like this, of a boy, we'll soon see the next Mishnah, steals money from his father, and he goes and buys himself cheap meat with it, and buys himself wine, and drinks it, we're afraid to be addicted to it, to keep on doing this, and eventually come out to kill people. But here, where he eats the meat in the Suda's mitzvah, we're not afraid to continue doing this. Tanu Rabbanan learn like this. In Olam v'Ibra Chodesh, when you go up to make this Ibra Chodesh, the people should decide that we're not going to make Rosh Chodesh today on the 30th day, but rather we're going to wait till tomorrow. So when they go up to the room, it is they do not go up. Pachas mi'asara b'nei adam, less than 10 people. We only serve there bread made from wheat or kidneys and beans. They only go up there or iburai, only the night of the 30th day. In other words, today is the 30th day, and today, even though Adam for some reason came to Bezdin to say they saw the Levana, Bezdin decided not to make the Rosh Chodesh today, but to make it tomorrow. So the night of the 30th day, after the 30th day, the night to the next day, the night to Rosh Chodesh, they went up there. If you had urban life beyond, they did not go up by daytime, and the Balal only at night. For the moment, is that true? What time are we going on that we learned? And urban law Balal, you do not go up at night, and the beyond go up by daytime rather. So the answer is, Kid Yomer Abchia Baraba Livnei, where Abchia Baraba told his son, Achrifu Viola, be early and go up. In other words, true, they first sat down, the meeting started at nighttime, but they used to go up at the end of the day earlier to be there early. He told them, Achrifu Viola, be early and go up there. Achrifu Puku, come down early also. You should be able to tell people, that you should tell people we decided that Rosh Chodesh is going to be tomorrow. So therefore you're supposed to go up at the end of the day when it's still day, even though the meeting actually started at night. Then the Mishnah says, Ocho Maisa Sheni, if the son with the money of Maisa Sheni goes and buys himself some meat and some wine, Yerushalayim, in Yerushalayim, he does not become a Ben Seremayr. Why? Kivon dechi'urchiyu, since it's normal to do this, and Rashi adds on, Kaderech mitzvosoi, that's the mitzvah. But the prophet says, with Maisa Sheni, the money, when you come to Yerushalayim, you should buy, Ba'boko v'atzayin v'yayin v'ashechar. So it says you should do these things. So therefore, since he's doing a davar mitzvah, hu kochel lei le mamshech, he won't go after it. We're not afraid he'll be addicted to this, so he does not become a Ben Seremayr. Then the Mishnah says, Ocho nevelos a treifah, shkotzim remoshim. Let's say the son buys treifah meat and eats it, he does not become a Ben Seremayr. Omar Rav Rav said, Ocho bosar oif, what's going to be if he eats chicken? So far we have the son steals money and buys meat. What's going to be if he buys chicken? Chicken is not so choshev, it's not so good. Even though it's kosher chicken, he does not become a Ben Seremayr. Rashi says, Le mam shech basar, he won't go after it. Chicken is not as good as meat. It's not habits for me, right? It says because he ate treifa shkotzim rumoshim, which is not better than birds. If we do a sheketz or a remish, a tor, which would mean a bird, a type of a bird, Rashi says, "Heinu oifer is tameim. Shkotzim is oifer is tameim. The sivbei sheketz hein." Yeah, so mash won't request that treif, but if you eat a kosher or chicken, mash me would become a Ben Seremayr. So Mar says, Kitana nami, that's what our Mishnah says, Shkosim Ramoshim Mastisin Lahashlim. That means, let's say he ate a pound and a half of meat, and he's missing another few ounces to the shear of a mono. So the last few ounces, if he would eat kosher or chicken, he would become a Ben Seremayr. If the whole pound and a half he eats is from chicken, he does not become a Ben Seremayr. But if the main portion was for meat, just he's missing a few ounces, if the last few ounces would be from kosher or chicken, he would become a Ben Seremayr. The Mishnah says if the last few ounces are made from treif, from shkotzim, or mushroom, he does not become a Ben Seremayr. We'll soon see why not. What? Right. Right. Ochal, the Mishnah says, Dovah shoot mitzvah v'dvar aveira. If he eats from the sun, it's mitzvah of the sun, or he eats something that's treif, he does not become a Ben Seremayr. So Dvar Mitzvah, what does that mean? What does the Mishnah mean to include? Tanchumim Avelim, if you go to an Oval's house and eat by Menachem the Oval, even though it's not a Mitzvah Duraisa, but it's a Ksas Mitzvah. But Shazaf Agav, that the Kant of the Rabbonah, the Kant of the Rabbonah B'yamu, still, since you're doing it as a Ksas Mitzvah, you will not become addicted to it. Dvar Avera, what's called eating by an Avera? Taina Sibur, today is a Taina Sibur, and the son goes and eats today. For time of mind, what's the reason? How come if he eats Treifus, he does not become a Ben Seremayr? Why not? He could become addicted to it. Why not? Some is cheaper. Omar Kor, the Pasuk says that the parents complain, Einenu Shemeya Bekolenu. Our son is not listening to us. So he dashin Bekolenu for Lo Bekolo Shemakim. The complaint is he's not listening to us. He's stealing from us and eating meat. But he's not going against Hashem. If we'll be eating treifus, that would be called going against the Kol of Hashem. That's not the Pasuk is talking about. Success HaKosuf. Only if the son buys kosher meat and not treifa meat. Ochal kol maichav loyochal basar, he drinks all type of eatings, but not meat. Shosa komashki, drinks all drinks, but shosa yain, he does not become a Ben Seremayr. Ochal kol maichav loyochal basar, asuya, what are you coming to include? Devela kilis, a special type of dates. Shosa komashki, drinks that type of liquid, shosa yain, lasuya, devash mecholav, even though it could also make you a little shik, a little drowsy. Honey and milk. The time, like we learned,
by a milk,
he's eating meat. He'll have it. Akash of a mice. Right. The time, we learned like this. Or a kohen. The law is the kohen cannot go into the Beis Hamikdash when he's shikha. So, or we drank wine even. So the time, we learned, all chal dvela kilos. If he eats these type of dates from kilo, which are very sharp, they affect you. Or else, for shosa, he drinks dvash, honey, the chol of the milk. The nichtas the mikdash and go into the base of mikdash chayiv